Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and the clerk's office at 420 Court Street will be closed part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open again from about 3 o'clock until 4:30 p.m. so the public can conduct business before the weekend, according to County Clerk Jody Fetting. And the Harbor Beach School District will host a blood collection drive tomorrow, October 14th, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. The drive will take place in the testing room at 402 South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. Appointments for donations are preferred and can be made by calling 886-642-5663 or online at versity.org/mi. Walk-in donors are also welcome. Those who donate will receive a gift of flannel pants while supplies last. The blood drive is being coordinated with the Versity Blood Center of Michigan. Hey kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You can write a letter to Jack-O-Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are, and Jack will write you back. Drop your letters in Jack's special mailbox inside Le Village Market in downtown Elkton. Be sure to include your return address. No postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. And the Sebring Police Department are asking for public assistance after Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, age 54, was accused of selling 3 stolen long guns at rummage sales held at his home. Nunnery, who was previously arrested for stealing a tractor from a shed, is now under investigation for these firearm sales. The owners of the weapons remains unidentified. Authority officials urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in recent months to contact Sebring Police. Nunnery was arrested on October 7th by the Huron County Sheriff's Office, following tips from the Sebring Police Chief Stephen Repke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of a Massey Ferguson utility tractor from Rubicon Township and involvement in stealing and selling other tractors across the state. 2 tractors linked to the case have been recovered, including one believed to have been bought in Highland and another stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, which spans multiple Michigan jurisdictions, continues with authorities uncovering additional stolen motor vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody with a $25,000 cash bond. Sebring Police encourage anyone connected to Nunnery sales to contact Officer Stephen Treiner at 989-883-2380 or by email at police@sebringmichigan.gov. And in our national news, several major U.S. cities saw large-scale public protests over climate policy and energy transition plans this weekend. Participants called for accelerated action on emissions reduction and renewable energy funding. Police maintained order as demonstrations remained largely peaceful. Organizers highlighted the urgency of climate adaptation as extreme weather becomes more frequent. City leaders pledged to expand local initiatives in response. The movement is part of a global push for environmental reform. And Seychelles has seen a historic opposition victory in its presidential elections, this being our international news. Patrick Hermini is set to become the country's next leader after winning a majority of votes. The result has hailed as a milestone for the island's nation's democracy. International observers praise the peaceful electoral process. Hermini's party has pledged reforms to boost the economy and tackle climate risks. Supporters celebrated in the capital late into the night. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and you can get these stories as well as your obituaries, weather, and information anytime from thumbnet.net.